This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
This year's Eurovision Song Contest has been won by Netta from Israel with her song Toy. In a show of support for the LGBTI communities, Eurovision banned a major Chinese network from airing the final, won by Netta, after the broadcaster cut an act depicting a gay love story and censored rainbow flags in the audience. The immediate action taken by Eurovision to end the partnership with Mango TV was a much-appreciated show of solidarity with the LGBTI communities. Michael Pohl reports direct from Eurovision 2018 in Lisbon, where he speaks to contestants Sara Aalto from Finland about the freedom of coming out and Christabel about her support of the LGBTI communities in her home country of Malta.
Why do we always feel like we need to try? Why do we believe that we need to be somebody else to feel alive?
Gone from being firmly in the closet to coming out and being out and proud. And the performance today and your music video for Monsters is very queer and very exciting. What freedoms, you're talking about that freedom of being yourself, what freedoms has coming out had for you personally and also as a musician?
You mean what kind of freedom it gave to me?
Yeah.
When I came out?
Yeah.
Well, for me, I was with my beautiful girlfriend. I was together with her for 1 year before we came out. So, of course, it was really awkward when I would be everywhere and do my social media and be like, oh, I'm the happiest girl in the world, and always posing on my own and, like, you know, enjoying these moments on my own, which was like, what the... I have this... girl like next to me, but I'm not allowed to kind of be like, oh, we're here together. So, you know, when you actually come out, it's like the best feeling ever, because you can actually say that I am happy because I am in love, and love is the most important thing in the world. So it's like it's like you can breathe again. It's such an amazing feeling. And also, good question. As a musician, as a performer, it also gives me freedom, actually, to really represent myself, you know? It's like, I feel like at the moment I have no rules, because I love these questions. Nobody has ever asked me that, so I'm like, yeah. Like, now when I perform, it's like I can do whatever I want, because I know there is no walls, or there is nothing there. It's just me, and I can be exactly what I want, and I can do the performance that I want. And if somebody doesn't like it, that person can just leave, you know? That person doesn't have to come and see me if you know, I'm just myself. Thank you for the question.
Yes. Sara, you're an inspiration.
Michael, with you from Lisbon, and with me is a woman who has been taking our playlist by storm. You've been loving her. You've been loving hearing what she's been offering. It's Sara Aalto from Finland. Hello, Sara.
Hello. Very nice pronunciation.
You are the queen of second place, and which is great, because, you know, Australians, we just come from behind sometimes and we win things, and that's how we do things.
Mm-hmm.
How's it been every single time coming second? Are you getting used to it?
It feels perfect. It's like the best thing ever. It's like you get to be in the competition until the final night, and people vote for you like crazy if you come second. You know, it means you have so much fans, but then you don't have to, you know, when you win, you have these contracts and stuff. Then you are like, you are free as a bird, but you still have the same publicity and the same amount of fans in a way. It's great. I've been so happy every single time. But this time, in Eurovision, I'm not sure. If I come second, it's going to be like a world record of second places.
I'll have to get you a silver suit to wear, huh? Yeah?
Yes. Yes, exactly.
You were talking about how competitions are good in the press conference before, and how you have to grab those experiences and run with them.
Yeah.
What sort of things have you done to try and keep the momentum going through both your Finnish experiences and also your British ones?
It's very important that you just keep on working. You kind of have to push yourself after the competitions, like trying to get gigs. And I've been very lucky to have a manager also in Finland and also in the UK who've been helping me. So you kind of have to create all these campaigns and promotional opportunities, and you have to be very creative to do that. But it's worth it. It's very hard work. Yeah.
Is it harder because you're a lesbian?
Is it harder? I actually don't think so. I think it's easier in a way because I don't have to lie about myself. Because I'm publicly out. So people actually find it quite interesting when they are able to find an honest person who is ready to speak about herself in an honest way. And Finnish people are very honest in general. I'm not going to pretend anything. I'm just who I am, and I'm speaking the truth. And because if I'm able to help people by being myself, that's the best thing ever. So I think for me it has been actually, in a way, easier. In a way, it's funny, but it's, I think just being yourself makes things easier. So everybody should be who they are.
It's hard though for some people to be who they are, because for whatever reason, like you, you know, there was the fame, well, the fame, but the possibilities of what could come next. Trying to keep things seeming as normal in terms of what society would expect, in terms of, you know, being straight or being, you know, all those sort of things. Did life change for you through that period of coming out in any sort of way?
Yeah, it changed in a beautiful way. Because I was in a closet for 1 year. Of course, I understand myself, because I also wanted to know if this relationship was going to work and everything. You know, it's because I'm a public person, so it's not the easiest thing to just do, just have a girlfriend. You know? But after coming out, everything was so much easier and everybody loved it. Everybody was so supportive. I didn't lose any fans. I got more fans because people were like, oh, now we get you, Sarah. Like, now, like, you know, now there's no wall, you know, in between us. It's like, you know, people really appreciated my honesty. And also, internationally, I felt it opened more doors than closed. So I think the world is ready for people to be who they are. It's beautiful.
With me is a woman who has been trying and trying and trying to get to Eurovision, and finally she's here. She's from Malta. Her name's Christabel. Welcome to Joy.
Hi, thank you for having me and for interviewing me today. Eurovision Song Contest is a huge platform for artists all over the world now, basically, to showcase their music. Obviously, this year I wanted to take part and win, and I worked hard for it, and that's what happened. I don't know if I would have taken part another time after this year, so...
It makes sense, you know. You're also a big ally of the LGBT community in Malta.
Yes,
what brought you to that?
Well, we are a very progressive country, even though we have some conservatives in our country, but we have progressed a lot. And I'm all for gay rights and all for having people love whoever they want and not be judged for it, you know. So I have so many gay friends that I can't not love them. They're like, there's nothing not to love. It's amazing. They're amazing people.
And you've done a few prides as well.
Yes, I have.
What's that been like for you?
Well, people just love music, and they just love my music, and I love performing it in front of them, like having like people jumping up and down and singing to my songs. It's great.
Your song this year is called Taboo.
Yes.
It's about bullying.
Also, while some people are associated, is there something else?
It is associated with bullying because it can lead to mental illnesses. So it's all about breaking the taboo of mental illness and having all those people that are ashamed to talk about their problems. I'm not telling them to go out in the open and talk about them in the middle of the streets on a microphone, but I'm asking people to seek help and not be ashamed of it, because that's how the taboo will be broken.
Is there, have you had any experiences, not well, you know, around you, where
It is a very personal song for me because I passed through a pretty rough time. I needed to seek help. It took me a while to recognize that I needed it, and when I did, I said, why not write a message about it and get people to do what I did.
The audio in those interviews is from Joy's Eurovision podcast, direct from Lisbon. You can hear highlights and interviews from performers at this year's Eurovision by heading to Joy Eurovision on the Joy website at joy.org.au.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.